The Big Swan Kings are here, all tremendous men. We've had them here for Sleep In for the Homeless to promote that event in the past, as well as other causes of justice. And they're great musicians in their own right. And I'd like to just turn it right over to them. We'll get to meet all of them throughout their set. Here they are, the Big Swan Kings.
Nellie's blithe, Nellie's blithe, bring the broom along. Sweep the kitchen clean, my dear, and have a little song. Poke the wood, my lady love, and make the fire burn. While I take the banjo down, just give the mush a turn. Hey, Nelly, ho, Nelly, listen, love to me. I'll sing for you, I'll play for you a dulcet melody. Hey, Nelly, ho, Nelly, listen, love to me. I'll sing for you, I'll play for you a dulcet melody. Has a voice like a turtle dove. I hear it in the meadow and I hear it in the grove. Nellie Bly has a heart warm as a cup of tea, bigger than the sweet potatoes down in Tennessee. Hey, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love to me. I'll sing for you, I'll play for you a dulcet melody. Hey, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love to me. I'll sing for you, I'll play for you a dulcet melody. Nellie Bly shuts her eye when she goes to sleep. When she wakens up again, her eyes begin to peep. The way she walks, she lifts her foot, and then she brings it down. And when it's light, there's music there in that part of the town. Hey, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love to me. I'll sing for you, I'll play for you a dulcet melody. Hey, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love to me. I'll sing for you, I'll play for you a dulcet melody.
Oh, the Big Swan Kings. I should have let that last note go out unadulterated. That's a nice song. I really liked the fiddle work that Gil was doing on that.
Mandolin.
Yeah, or the fiddle as mandolin. That was really enjoyable. And that Gil, I'm glad you were able to be here today. I know you're a little under the weather. I think of that song as a traditional song, and where does that arrangement come from?
That Stephen Foster wrote that,
mm-hmm.
And the story goes that he saw there was a young staff person, young woman that was cleaning, working at the home in his neighborhood in Lawrenceville. And that he decided, seeing her, decided to write this song, you know, because Nellie Bly, you know, sweep the broom along, you know, there's an imagery there of her working in the house.
I didn't know that. I always figured it was Nellie Bly, the famous Nellie Bly reporter, you know, who went all over. But I can see, I mean, I'm not challenging what you said at all. I had no idea it was, it was written. That's interesting. I never knew that. The Big Swan Kings are here. I want to be sure we get lots of music in, but I mentioned Gil, who's here. Keith is also here, and David. And there's lots of activities probably to talk about, but why don't we get to another couple songs before we talk? Okay.
Sounds great. Yeah, the next one was written by Gil, and he's going to be leading us on that and can introduce it.
Well, Meet Me at Heaven's Door, actually, it's inspired by the idea of the homeless and their plight, and basically after listening to David's Raise the Roof, I wanted to go ahead and write something for a fundraiser that we're putting together over in Baldwin, and it's something that I think is it meets the situation of what's going on today with a lot of people. Sisters and brothers, we're on our way. Yes, bound for glory, that's what they say. Sisters and brothers, what are we living for? Meet me at heaven's door. When you get your chance, what are you gonna say? Did you make the choice to help your neighbor? Every day we meet someone out on the street. Let's all make the choice to help your neighbor. Say a prayer for me, and I'll say one back to you. Johnny's got me.
Big Swan Kings at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a nice song, Gil. And as I was listening, I just had to get the Nellie Bly thing put to rest. And Nellie Bly was the name taken by a newspaper writer who is Elizabeth Jane Cochran, born in 1864, who's best known for going into a mental institution subversively and pretending to be a member of the population being treated so she could write about it. And also well known for trying to imitate Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 Days. I have a library person here. He knows all these things probably.
I didn't know that one.
I never really thought about the timing of Stephen Foster's song and of Nellie Bly, the pen name before, but she took the pen name from the song, and the song indeed is about the sweeper. Not that I doubted that, but I was really wondering about where those two fit together. And it was not too long. She was born in 1864. So I'm trying to think when that song, when Nellie Bly was written by Stephen Foster. It wasn't too much earlier than that.
Well, Foster died in 1864.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know. So it would have been composed in the 50s or 1850s or 60s.
Yeah. So and that would have been a pretty popular. It all makes sense.
Was she a New York City person?
She was born in Pittsburgh, actually.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
But she also wrote in New York City as well.
Yeah.
So their lives could well have intertwined in some ways. So now you know the rest of the story. The Big Swan Kings are here. Let's hear another song that we could then yammer about.
Here's another song by Gil.
Whisper.
Da da da, dee dee da do, da da da, dee do, ya da da, dee dee da do, da da da, dee da. Run 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 right to my arms, make my dreams come. Run, 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 run right to my arms. Yes, you make love new. I know you've heard this song before, sung a million ways. Somehow it sounds new to me. If you find that special girl, hold on with all your might. Whisper, run, run, run right to my arms tonight. Da da da, dee dee da do, da da da, dee do, ya da da, dee dee da do, da da da, dee da. Just one thing and then I'll leave. Here's a thought for you. When you are with her alone, if you think she's the one, yes, the one that's true, whisper, run, run, run right to my arms tonight. Da da da, dee dee da do, da da da, dee do, ya da da. Saturday nights aren't meant to be reading evening news or playing cards with the boys, singing the blues. Saturday nights were meant to be making love to you. So run, run, run right to my arms tonight. Ya-da-da. Run, 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 run
big Swan Kings at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I know we were talking earlier off the air a little bit about Sleep In for the Homeless, which you've heard the group here on to support before. And that event was just 2 weeks ago, I think, three weeks ago.
October 21st.
Gosh, it's that just 8 days ago. It seems like it was longer. And this is an event where people get a chance to experience homelessness by sleeping out. In the past, it's been at the city county building. And this year, it was moved to Schenley Plaza. And what's interesting is due to some changes in permitting, or at least maybe some incorrect permitting, folks actually who were prepared to be out until 6 in the morning as part of that experience had to break up at 11. So in some ways, it was kind of a poetic result, it seems like. And Dave, I'm curious your thoughts about the whole thing.
Yeah, there had been an arrangement with the city to allow us to sleep overnight at Schenley Plaza, and then the week of the event, the city said that they don't allow overnight sleeping in their city parks, and they were not going to allow us to do that. Well, I mean, you know, the organizers of the event and the participants were really resilient in a way that the homeless have to be all the time because, you know, circumstances change. And so we went ahead with the event. You know, we did the cardboard cutout figures representing the faceless people of the homeless plight. We did build cardboard boxes. We did a walking tour of Oakland. All those things that we wanted to do. The only thing was we didn't sleep in.
Is it true you changed the name of it to Insomnia Inn?
Something like that, yes. You know, so they still raised a significant amount of money. We had several hundred participants that were part of it. It was a great consciousness-raising event.
Yeah, it sounds like it went very well, and I really admire you for putting together that event every year. You know, but during our Heinz Endowment Summer Youth Philanthropy Media Workshops that we do, we had a couple fellows, Colton and Michael, do a documentary about homelessness, mm-hmm. and they actually chatted with a homeless person, a person who was homeless at one time and had just gotten back on her feet, and then to somebody working for a social service agency to try to address the issues, and a psychiatrist as well. And it's a really great piece. And I think, you know, the sensitivity for especially in younger people, for understanding these issues comes from events like that. So it's terrific that you're still involved and are continuing to be involved in that.
Yeah, one other thing I wanted to mention is it was organized by Community Human Services out of South Oakland, and they're going to be having another event coming up called Ending Homelessness, One Relationship at a Time, and it's going to be a community forum held at Carnegie Mellon University on Friday, November 18th, starting at 9:30 a.m. So you could go to the website for Community Human Services to find more information about that.
Thanks, David. That's David King of the Big Swan Kings, and it's 15 minutes now before noon. What would you like to do next?
Well, for the last several months, I've been recording my first EP of original songs, and the recording is done and going to be released probably in January now. So Gil and Keith have played on the EP as well, and it's kind of a folk cabaret of Motown and tango and love ballad. The title of the EP is Love and Other Punchlines, and you can tell from it that I try to make some of the songs humorous, including this one here, which is more of a country song, and it goes by the name of her Facebook page.
Thank you.
headphones on her curls, in her hand the latest gadgetry. I'd never really paid no mind to what was going on online till she broke my heart virtually. It sure gave me a fright to see my name in lights on her cyber stage. Country songs don't start this way. My Dear John letters on display on her Facebook page. She'd answer me with cell phone calls, emails from the shopping mall, text me if she might be running late. She used lots of fancy things, even instant messaging. Now she says we don't communicate.
What?
Tell your man so long while downloading songs must be all the rage. What would Jimmy and Waylon say if their heart got broke this way on her Facebook page? The days when love affairs ended face to face. Someone started slamming doors, even wrecked the place. What became of honesty? Those good old fashioned fights. Cause now that we've gone digital, love sure megabytes. So if you need to leave someday, don't do anything halfway. Throw your lover's clothes out on the street. Give him back his diamond ring. You could try most anything as long as you don't break up with a tweet. Tell your man so long while downloading songs must be all the rage. I never thought our love would end with her saying, let's unfriend on her Facebook page. Country songs don't end this way. My Dear John letters on display on her Facebook, on her Facebook, on her Facebook page.
The Saturday Light Brigade, a song by David Michael King and the Big Swan Kings, Gil and Keith and David playing. And the Big Swan Kings is an amalgamation of their last names.
Do we know how we got our names?
How you names got your last names? Oh.
Yes, it is our last.
We know yes. How we got our last names. Oh, yeah. Audience, this is Gil Bigginhoe.
Gil Bigginhoe, the big.
Yes.
Keith Swan.
Keith Swan.
Swan.
The Grayson.
And David Michael King. There's different ways you could have gone. You know? Could have been the Big Hen King. You know, or that's a game. That's a Saturday Light Brigade game. We'll play that. Probably could have gotten Osmo King out of it somewhere along the lines. I was looking to see if you're playing out anywhere as a group soon. And from what I could see on your website, I didn't see anything specific. But is there something coming up?
Yeah, actually, there are a few things. I mean, there are some shows listed on the website.
Okay, maybe I missed them.
DavidMichaelKing.com.
Slash BSK.
You can go to shows.
Oh, you know what? I went to the wrong
show
link.
Section.
Penn Hills, right?
So the next thing is November 9th at 7 p.m. We'll be playing at the Penn Hills Library as part of the Songwriter Showcase.
Oh, with Chris Jones, who was just here last week.
Chris Jones, that's right.
And then I see you're at the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle for, is that your EP release party?
No, that's something different.
Oh, that's the Songwriter's EP.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle, for this will be the seventh year running, puts out a CD in which each of us contribute one song. So I've got a song on that one, and that's December 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts.
Excellent. Yeah, I hit the wrong link when I was looking before. So if you go to the website davidmichaelking.com/shows, you'll see everything. And if you go to /BSK, you'll see more
like
about the Big Swan Kings.
Add something on if I could.
Sure.
I had the honor and privilege this summer to go on a trip to Poland with Auschwitz-Birkenau survivor. And we, in Poland, were able to, I performed memorial services at several of these war camps, concentration camps. And my motivation, you know, besides of just being there and being part of that, was I was wanting to write something. And I have, and I've actually performed a couple of those pieces. And there's going to be a film premiere called Torn, November 13th at 5 p.m. at Regent Square Theater. And right before that, at 4:30, I'm going to be performing one of these pieces called Broken Wings at the Concept Art Gallery. So that's something that's coming up that's pretty special for me.
Oh, thanks, Gil. And congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That had to be quite an emotional trip as well as...
It was very emotional.
A memorable one, too. It's 7 before noon. We have time for one or two more, depending on their length.
One or two
probably
more
have...
Okay. All right. I'm getting a signal from Keith that we should do Raise the Roof.
Raise
this
the Roof.
A personal favorite of his.
Mm-hmm.
So.
See, that was neat. He was pointing at the ceiling, and I either thought we had a leak, but that's at home, not here. And we're actually a room within a room within a room, so that's not going to happen. I want
to
thank
the Steelers game tomorrow.
Yeah, we're number one. Thanks to all of you for being here today.
Thank you very much.
And make sure we get the new EP when it comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll let you know for sure. And we really appreciate you having us on here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Here they are again, the Big Swan Kings.
Marta is a single mom with three kids of her own, working hard to pay the bills, provide a decent home. Health insurance rises, can't afford her share, hoping to get by with luck and a little prayer. When her youngest one got sick, the debts kept climbing high. Now they're living in a car. Her children ask her why. It's time we raise the roof, a roof above their heads. Raise the roof for Marta and her kids. Safe housing, now's the time. We leave no child behind. We keep our promise to our kids. Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof. Raise the roof. Leon is a veteran, served his country well, full of hope when he came home, working in the soon the mills were shutting down, couldn't make ends meet. Boxes on an old park bench is where he falls asleep. Now his mind does funny things you wouldn't recognize. A man who came home with hope in his eyes. It's time we raise the roof, a roof above their heads. Raise the roof.
Leond and his friends. In a land with millionaires, no one should sleep on the stairs. That's the real crime. Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof. Raise the roof. We won't quit, we won't turn back, our need for change is real. We are the city of champions. We are forged of steel. South Oakland, she has no heat, no phone. Still, she's glad to have a job, a place that she calls home. Times are tough, sometimes it's hard to buy enough to eat. She knows she's only one paycheck from living on the streets. It's time we raise the roof, refuse to live this way. We will have our say. If not us, who will it be? If not now, when will we see justice for our families? Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. City Hall, raise the roof for our kids' lands, raise the roof for the unemployed lads, raise the roof for our families' lads, raise the
Big Swan Kings at the Saturday Light Brigade. Join us again Saturday mornings for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade from SLB Radio Productions.